Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Mary Beth.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Good. This is Nancy. Monty asked me if he wasn't on today to handle his call again, and I guess he's not going to make it, or maybe he will, and he'll be a little bit late, but we can get it anyway. Where are you?
I'm in Washington.
Oh, how's your weather over there?
It's okay.
Good.
Cloudy, and I'm getting ready for work.
Good. Anybody else on the call that wants to say hello? This is a lifestyle call, and I'm Nancy taking over from Auntie this morning. Hello? Anyone else want to say good morning? Check in with us? Okay. Mary, how's the program going for you?
I'm just getting back on it.
Uh-huh.
I was on it for a while, and then I ended up going back to work, and life ended up hitting me in the face.
Isn't it great to have something to go back to, though?
Yeah, and I feel embarrassed to come back. And I've been sitting on the phone line for a week now being embarrassed.
Why?
Embarrassed? Because I didn't do that well. I did, and for the first 3 weeks, I did really well. I lost 23 pounds.
Wow.
But now I gained them plus another 16.
Okay.
So I'm just really unhappy, and then I've also gone into being pre-diabetic.
Okay.
So
what's going on that's causing all these challenges right now?
The obesity and the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then just life happened really bad.
Yeah. It's amazing how we turn to food when that happens, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, give up drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes, and now I got to give up food.
Well, we're not giving up food, you know.
We're changing it. We're changing our lifestyle.
Exactly. And I think that it's important to look at the food chart and find things that we like so that we don't feel deprived. You know, we're finding things that make us happy and that can fill that void of the bad things that we're giving up.
My husband went to the house yesterday and threw away the potato chips.
Good for him.
But he went and bought ice cream.
No. Oh, no.
That was for the boys.
That was for the boys, not for me.
Well, but you know what? It's their calls. I think it's really important, especially when you're first starting on any kind of a weight management program, to clean your house. Because
yeah.
If it's there, it's gonna call you. Or you're going to find and say, ah, yeah, that's where you are. But I guarantee you, you are not going to get in your car and go buy it when that urge strikes.
Yeah.
So if it's not there, you're less likely to eat it.
Yeah, well, he went and got it because I got home and I was going to have fun with the kids. I waited off, so he went and bought some.
You know what?
The excuse it was for the boys.
But do you think that they should be eating it?
No, not really, but I got one coming off of heroin, so the sugar and stuff, he needs sugar right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually I'm trying to get him off of, I'm getting him on the nutrition, really, and going to take the Siaga and the Zain enzyme and some of the nutrition.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody needs to be eating healthy.
Yeah. So,
and when you do
it, I'm going to go grocery shopping this weekend.
Uh-huh. Before you go grocery shopping, take a great big garbage bag and go through your house and get rid of the garbage.
Yeah, I will. And my
you know
husband...
What? Throw it away. Don't even donate it. Well, you could donate it to a food shelter.
I don't even want to do that right now.
I know.
I told my husband I can't cook for him anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to take over cooking, and he's going to read the lifestyle book with me. And he's going to help me do it. I found my Hour in the Zone this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And another Zone cookbook this morning. And
good.
I'm trying to play my chart, and I can't play my chart.
Well, you know, there's one on Ruth's website. You know that?
Sure. Oh, okay.
Yeah, her website, which is Y, the letter B, HURTN.biz. there's a food chart there under the lifestyle program that has basically the same thing. It's not presented quite the same way, but it's the same information. So anybody who doesn't have the packet yet can always go to Ruth's website and pull that off, because it shows the food that are the better choices for us to be eating.
Yeah, okay.
Throughout the call, Mary, you know, if we can help you, and besides just supporting you, but there are challenges that you just aren't feeling you know how to handle, please bring it up, because that's what we're here for.
You wouldn't happen to have Monty's phone number, would you?
I don't have his cell phone, but I have his home phone, and he is not at home.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if he's picking up calls on his home phone or not. He should be home in a couple of weeks, so all I can do is suggest that you come back on the calls, and generally, you know, he only asked me for this week, so I'm assuming he'll be back on the call next Friday, and he can let us know where he is and whether you can reach him or not.
Okay.
But
I do not
have his cell phone number, I just have his home phone number.
Okay, well, maybe Jamie's got the number sent.
Okay, anybody else want to check in and say good morning and even give us your points if you want?
Hi, this is Judy Sandridge from Horseshoe Bay, Texas.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I don't have any points to report. I didn't do anything yesterday right.
Okay. Anything that we can help you with?
No, you know, I did right. I mean, I ate my snacks right, but I just didn't journal. I don't know what my points are, so I'll get it together.
Okay, we'll go for the points as soon as people check in for you, Jude.
I'm just encouraged by the call.
Great. Good. Well, it's good to hear you down there. Mary, do you want to give us points?
Are you talking to me?
Mary Mayer.
Oh.
Did you want to give points? She may be on mute.
Yeah.
This is Paulette with an E.
Paulette, how are you?
I'm rocking.
Great. You might be able to help Mary Mayer with her kids, because she's having a challenge of having garbage in her house for the children.
You know what? It's a struggle. I mean, it's a struggle for me too. But I just was telling someone this morning, we're going to start counting the carbs, even if they're consuming them.
Uh huh.
Just for the sake of awareness, you know.
Right. Right.
I just unmuted.
That's okay.
I just muted, and then you asked me a question, and I unmuted. Right. I only got like
and you don't have
3 points.
3.
Yeah, I walked this morning.
Good.
And I did my nutrition. I'm doing my nutrition. But I did nutrition yesterday and I walked.
Mm-hmm. And you slept and you drank water.
I drank water.
You slept.
I don't have the sleep system. I put on my cardio twice this morning.
Good.
Found those.
Good start for the day.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
It's a start. But I'm going to mute so I can make breakfast and not make a bunch of noise.
Great, thank you. Anybody else want to check in?
Yes,
hi,
sure.
This is Kim.
Oops. I heard a man and I heard a woman.
Okay, this is Karen Hamill from Holland, Texas, saying hello. And
Karen?
I didn't keep my points. I think I probably only had 5 yesterday. I traveled all day and didn't get a walk in, so.
How's it going for you?
Oh, well, I'm holding down the 7 or 8 pounds that I've shed. I'm holding those down, and I'm still 4 inches down in my waist.
Wow.
After 3 weeks, so I'm very happy about that.
Isn't that super? Are you feeling better?
I am. I'm feeling well. I just am not being able to journal. That's still, the last time I checked in and I said, I'm having trouble journaling. And I was having trouble with something else, and now I forgot what it was. And then I had to get off the phone. So I didn't hear any help for journaling.
Keep it simple. I think that Ruth has a simple journal on her website that you could pull off, and maybe that'll help you, you know, get more focus on it. But don't, you know, you don't need to take a lot of time to do it. Just keep it really simple. Are you eating basically the same things for breakfast and lunch?
We have the body balance in the morning and body balance at night, and then we eat a big meal in the middle of the day,
okay.
You know, a normal meal.
Okay.
I just find out it's so much easier to eat right when you're out than it is when you're at home.
You don't have
and
That's pretty sneaky. You don't have to cook that way. It works for you. I think it's great.
Well, I'm out and about so much, it's hard to be at home during the lunch hour.
Right.
But evenings are a real challenge for me, and my husband and I finally found out that if we would drink jade greens and Siaga in a tall 10 or 12 ounce glass of Pimag water in the evening, it took the place of the thing that we wanted that would have been sweet.
Uh-huh. Even just drinking a couple of glasses of water sometimes fills me up. And, you know, we think we're hungry, but we're really thirsty. I find that when I drink, sometimes when I'm taking my pills, I'll drink an extra glass of water, and it's like, wow, I'm really full right now. And are you having your snack at night also?
I am, but I'm finding that I'm doing two snacks at night instead of just one, because I've got the munchies in the evening.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just want to eat something, so I'll end up having two string cheeses and a whole apple and six almonds instead of just one.
Right. Have you tried chewing gum?
Yeah, I have.
Eat while you're chewing gum.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes even, now you're in Texas where it's warmer, so I'm cold all the time. I tried the other day, I was cold, and I just stood up and had my cardios on, and I just marched, bringing my knees all the way up to my chest. Within 30 seconds, I was so warm and getting out of breath.
Oh.
So it was a diversion.
Good idea.
Sometimes even just putting jade under my tongue when I get a craving helps.
I've heard that from other people. I thought I would try it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, who was the man who was going to pipe in?
Yeah, it was Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Where are you?
Mercer Island, Washington.
Okay. Do you have points to report?
Yes, I do. I'm on my third day, and I did a 10, and so I'm feeling pretty good.
Third day and a 10. That is super. How is it going for you?
Well, I've been listening in for about 2 weeks now. And, sorry, that was my computer. I'm just finishing up the book, A Week in the Zone. And
okay.
I got through most of the program. So I'm feeling good, though. I was feeling a little like I could have had more to eat yesterday at different times, but feel good this morning. So.
Great. Are you doing body balance or lifestyle?
I'm doing body balance.
Okay.
I'm getting that kind of refined. I found it's interesting. I put olive oil in the I had to go with soy milk because I'm allergic to milk.
Okay.
So I had a little olive oil in there to take care of some fat that I was short.
Uh huh.
It was amazing. It kind of toned down the berries and from being a little on the sweet side to kind of being a good taste.
Wow. So you're using two scoops of the body balance.
Two scoops of body balance. Then I use a cup of soy milk. And I'm going to try a little saga in it this morning with olive oil.
You know that you can use water in the shake also.
Well,
instead of the milk.
Yeah, but then I don't have enough points.
Well, you realize that you could have some food to eat.
Yeah, I suppose I could, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just kind of keep it as, as simple as I can.
Right, sure. I mean, some people like the food idea in addition to the shake, and some people prefer to put it all in the shake because it's quicker and simpler and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you. But if you do get to the point where you're finding that you're hungry too much of the time,
uh-huh,
and it's not something you want to be,
yep,
you might need to move more into lifestyle and combine the two programs.
Yeah.
Which is okay, too, because, people before body balance have been extremely successful. Monty is certainly a prime example of that. He's gotten rid of over 100 pounds on lifestyle.
Yeah.
So.
On the body balance, my computers are talking to me. Sorry about that.
Okay.
But on the body balance, I've been on that for, I guess, 3 or 4 months, and
uh-huh,
I think I plateaued on that, and that's why I started looking at the lifestyle.
Okay.
And, of course, I was sabotaging it at night, but... with the munchies, but I'm kind of with the two snacks late in the afternoon and the one at night, that seems to solve that problem.
Right. How many glasses of water do you think you're drinking a day?
I logged in, Wednesday I logged in 12.
Okay.
Yesterday I logged in 10, and I'm on 3 already.
Okay, so you are drinking your water. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got the optimized water. Yeah, I've been on that for, that's great.
Yeah. No, the snacks make a huge difference. And, you know, interestingly enough, sometimes we're not getting rid of the weight because we're not eating enough.
Uh-huh.
As bizarre as that sounds,
yeah.
Our bodies are going into survival mode, and they're saying, you know, I need food. Either give me that, or I'm going to show you who's in control here.
Yeah. Well, I'm down a pound already in what, 2 days.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of weight or a little weight to get rid of?
Well, I've never been all that heavy. You know, my max is about 218, and so I got with the body bounce, I got down to 195 at one point, and then kind of the holidays and so forth messed it up. But so now I'm trying to get down to my ideal weight, which would be around 180, right around 5'11".
Yeah. Did you take your measurements at all?
Yeah, I did all that.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
are you continuing to do it?
Well, I did that initially, and then I did it again when I started this program.
Okay.
Off the kit.
Yeah, I do it every week.
Every week, okay.
I just find it fascinating because I think it's more accurate than the scale.
Uh-huh.
The scale is just a number.
Yeah.
You know, a lot plays into the scale that measurements aren't affected by.
Well, this is really a sophisticated scale. I can get the bone density
and
body fat.
Yeah.
So I just picked up a couple of days ago. I thought, well, might as well get serious about this.
But. Yeah, my son has one of those. The thing with the scale is that it doesn't take into effect if you're holding water. I don't know if men have that problem as much as women. It doesn't take into account whether your colon is empty or full. You know, different times of the day when you weigh yourself. Those are two biggies that can determine what your weight is.
Yeah, I try to do it the same time, and usually I'm trying to take a dry tank weight.
I understand.
That's airline terminology.
Yeah.
But so I do it first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't pay much attention during the day.
Right. But even from day to day, that can vary.
Oh, sure.
Whereas your measurements are, you know, measurements are what people see.
Yeah.
Don't walk around with a sign on your back saying 210 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's the measurements. So, yeah, that's great. And I think that the two snacks are a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
It'll carry you through. Yeah. You're doing wonderfully. It's wonderful. Okay,
so
anybody else want to? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Money's going to be back, you think, next week?
He only asked me if I would do today, so
okay.
I'm assuming he'll be back on Friday, yeah.
Yeah, I've been missing him at the Mastermind breakfast in
Tacoma. Oh, sure. He was on last week. But yeah, he's still down, and I forget whether it's Texas or Arizona.
Yeah.
I forget when he said he'd be back. I thought it might have been the middle of March, but I'm not sure.
Okay, thanks.
Sure, you're welcome. Anyone else want to check in and say hi?
I haven't called before. My name is Linda Frano.
Hi, Linda. Where are you?
I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
Have you been listening, or just this is your first time?
You know, this is my first time, and I just called in. I lost track of time, and I meant to call at 10.
Uh-huh.
I do have another. I have a person that is starting this program, and I was going to listen today because I'm on it.
Okay.
But I wanted to listen today to kind of see what it was like, so that I can bring her in on the next call. But I have a question.
Sure. Are you on body balance or on lifestyle, Linda?
The body balance.
Okay.
She's been having a problem with gas. And she said it's been really bad since she started on it.
She's on body balance also?
With the cleanse, pardon me?
She's on body balance also?
She's on the body balance, yes.
Okay.
She just started it.
Okay. And she thinks the cleanse is what's giving her the gas?
Pardon me?
She thinks it's the cleanse that is giving her the gas?
No, I have a feeling the reason she was having the gas problem is because she wasn't starting out with the cleanse. She started off with the body balance and not cleansing.
The shape.
So I told her to go ahead and cleanse and see how she does.
Uh-huh.
She's been doing better, but she was also wondering if maybe she's putting fruit in with her shake in the morning. She wondered if that would be part of it.
Yeah, you know, there's so little carbs in the shake that she really needs some of the carb from the fruit. I can't imagine that would be it.
Okay.
She's using 2 scoops?
Yes.
And what's her liquid?
Milk.
She's over on the protein then.
Okay.
And she would be better. If she's using 2 scoops, she really has 20 grams of protein already. And according to lifestyle, women get 21 at a meal. So she would be better off using water, and milk can create gas also.
Okay.
I remember months ago on a call, someone said, and I forget whether it was nutmeg helps with gas. So she might want to add some, I don't think it was ginger, I think it was nutmeg. She might want to add a little bit of nutmeg in her shake.
Okay.
See if that helps at all. Is she exercising? Is she doing some exercise, whether it's walking with her cardios or something else?
Well, she works doing as a salesperson in Penny, so she's doing a lot of walking, working.
Not the same.
Not well, that's true. It's not the same.
Yeah, you know, that could be another contributing factor.
Okay.
But
would it make any difference, the fact that she's continuing her style lifestyle as it was before the shakes, and all she's done different is add the shakes, that she's been starting to have more gas? Would it?
Well, certainly the more things that she can do to get her body in balance, the better her body will feel.
Right.
Anyone else on the call have experience with this? I have not, so you know, I'm talking from what I've heard on the calls,
okay.
Or what I think might help. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Karen Hamill in Austin. My experience with my patients, I'm a chiropractor, and with the gas problem, two areas you might want to look at. If she's not having enough fiber, maybe I missed that, but if she may need to add fiber to the shake. The shake is real concentrated protein, and so if she's not getting enough fiber in the shake, she may need to add that. The second thing I would want to think about is the liver. She may need to go on a couple of weeks of the liver support, the Nican liver support.
Okay.
And then do the cleanse and then start back on the shakes. And during those times, she could eat lifestyle-wise, just eat regular food, but eat it in the lifestyle. And then if she wanted to go on body balance, you know, give herself a couple weeks to get the liver cleaned out. Sometimes our liver is so full of stuff that when we try to cleanse it, sometimes we get a backfire, and we have to support it a little bit first, and then cleanse it.
Okay.
Right. So not even taking one scoop of the shake, you're saying, Karen, right?
She could certainly use the shake to balance out her protein needs with her meals.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, if she's depending on body balance completely, and she's been used to eating food, that may have taken a great deal of fiber out of her diet.
Yeah.
And she may have to either supply it in the form of fiber powder or more fruit or stop that for a few days or maybe even a week or so and just support the liver a little bit with the liver support, artichoke support. It's just an excellent formula. And for a few days, maybe even a week, and then do the cleanse for a week or so before she goes into the body balance.
Great information. Thank you so much, Karen.
So maybe the liver for a couple of weeks, and then add the and then do the cleanse, or do the cleanse along with the liver support.
Yeah, I'm just guessing at a couple of weeks. You know, she may just have to play it by ear, but when you go from eating a food that has bulk to it to concentrated protein and carb like we get in the shakes, we often get constipation and gas.
Okay.
And even sometimes the cleanse doesn't address that as, you know, if your body is, everybody's body's different. So I'm just suggesting that you may look to the liver first.
There's only 8 carbs in 2 scoops of the shake, and that's why when she asked, is the fruit causing this, I said, no, she really does need the carbs from some fruit in there. You know, the shake is definitely low in carbs.
Right.
The protein she was getting, she was mixing 2 of the scoops with milk, which was taking her over the protein, and milk can cause gas sometimes.
Right.
So, yeah, the fiber is a good idea.
And that's what she has normally. It's still
beauty.
That's what I was suggesting, maybe the milk, but I drink milk all the time anyway. Why would it be different if I had the shake to it?
She's over her protein, if no other reason.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Nancy.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Paulette.
Hi, Paulette.
A few months ago, the same question came up. Actually, I had the question myself because I experienced the same thing.
Okay.
And couple things that came up. One was I was using the cleanse, but I actually needed to take another one. Instead, I was taking two, and all I had was gas. I didn't have, I wasn't having success. And then when I took three, and this was, it's on one of Steve's calls. I don't know how far back it goes, but it's quite a ways because it was close to when Body Balance started. But when I took three, oh my word, it changed everything. And then the other thing.
So have you stayed on three, Paulette?
I only do it when I need it, and I don't need it very much anymore. I don't use the cleanse all the time now.
Okay.
I only use it, if I am having a high activity time in my life or something. I don't get. I'm not as regular, and so then I do like maybe 3 or 4 days of the cleanse.
Okay.
And I'm good to go again. But I do three instead of two, and if I do two, it just doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
And then the other thing was. Ruth had said, I believe it was Ruth, this was quite a while back again, but she was saying that the sweetener in the shake, I think it's Splenda, I'm not sure what the official name is, but that also brings some gaseous type of activity. And the other thing is, after time, I mean, I've been doing the Body Balance since it started, and I don't experience that anymore, and I think it is because the whole lifestyle change using the lifestyle program, as well as I drink 100 ounces of water. At that time, I was drinking maybe, maximum of 60 ounces. And so all of those things, as you change them, I think that they begin to, those things start to even out.
Yeah, and they work together to get you where you need to go.
Right,
sure,
right.
Sure. Thank you so much, Paulette.
Yeah.
Anyone else have anything to add to this?
Yes, this is Judy. I had the same problem with gas, with Body Balance.
Uh-huh.
When I took my Body Balance and started using one scoop and balancing it with the lifestyle program, that seemed to take care of it. I had the same thing, too much protein and for me.
Uh-huh.
And it has kind of worked since then. But I also have a question. When you're saying, are you doing Body Balance, are you doing lifestyle, does that mean, are you using Body Balance solely? Are you making it a lifestyle situation when you use Body Balance and equalize out your carbs and your fats?
Okay. The Body Balance program came with a booklet that explains how that program works.
Okay.
And you had asked about the points, so let's quickly go over them because we're almost at the bottom of the hour. But the lifestyle program uses the Body Balance shake and any of the other products from the kit that we, that people choose to use. But we go by 10 points, 5 for each of our meals. Now, on the Body Balance program, there's no snack. On lifestyle, we have 3 balanced meals, which consists of 3 blocks, 1 protein, 1 carb, 1 fat. For women, it's times 3. For men, it's times 4.
Right.
And we have 2 snacks, 1 block of each of those. Then we have water, and I'm just going to list them because I think that most people, at least those of us who are talking, know what it is, and it'll be picked up again next week when there's more time, I think maybe closer to the top of the hour, when people can get into more information on each of these. But drinking the PIMAG water, sleeping on the sleep system, exercising with the cardio strides, journaling, and our nutritionals, whatever you choose that's good for your body. And that comprises the 10 points that we count for lifestyle. If you're on Body Balance and you are not having your snacks, you still get the 2 points. Because that's part of your program. And I hope that explains to everybody basically the difference between the two programs. And on lifestyle, you can choose to use either 1 or 2 scoops when you make your shake. Some of us prefer just 1 scoop with water, and then it allows us to be able to fill in the rest of the protein, carbs, and fat with food. And that, there's many things you can choose to eat with your shake, plus putting some fruit in the shake for added flavor and more bulk and some more carbs. Does that help you guys?
Yes.
Good. Thanks, Judy. Anyone else have any questions that we can address?
Nancy, this is Sherry. I'm, I got on late. What was that that Ruth said about the Splenda?
I think the caller said that sometimes the Splenda can also cause gas for people.
Okay.
Now, when it first came out and people questioned why it was put in there, my understanding was that the molecules of it are so big that they are not allowed to be absorbed, so they kind of just pass through.
Right.
And, you know, that we shouldn't have cause for concern about using it. That was my kind of understanding of it.
Okay.
But, people can be allergic to anything at any time in their life. And sometimes, I guess, if you are having a problem with two scoops, I would try one scoop and see if that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But Karen's idea with the liver is certainly valid information that I would recommend that as a first trial for someone like that, too.
Right. Yeah, because I have a little bit of problem with gas, not bad, but, it didn't really click to me that it did kind of coincide with the body balance.
So are you just doing the shake?
I'm doing lifestyle too. I'm balancing the two together.
Yeah.
But I think I'll try the liver cleanse, and then I think I'll try one scoop and kind of play around with it.
Another thing, sometimes people eat so fast that they're gulping air.
Uh oh.
And this can cause gas. You know, some of us inhale our foods.
Yeah. And I'm usually in a hurry.
Slow down and chew your food.
Okay, thanks.
Just another thought. Anyone else have any input, questions, concerns? You new people, anybody want to check in and let us know what you're doing? Or if you have any problems or questions? Wow, we've hit everything today. If you guys have a little bit of time, we can do a little bit of the book. I think Mary Lou left off on page 159. It's amazing how quickly we seem to go through this book sometimes, although there are days when nothing happens. We just talked about one block of protein equaling 7 grams, block of carbs is 9 grams, and a block of fat is 3. And the, we have three blocks for women and 4 blocks for men at each meal. On page 160, adjusting your hormonal carburetor. We need to be on the zone because it keeps our insulin level balanced. And when our insulin's balanced, we feel so much better. How do you know if your last meal was hormonally correct? After you eat, look at your watch. Then 4 hours later, ask yourself 2 questions. Are you hungry? And do you have good mental focus? And I'm always amazed on these calls when somebody who recently has started the program, within days, and they're asked how they feel. These are the 2 things that people always mention. And it's way before we've gotten to the end of the book, so they don't know that this is what's supposed to happen. So if you answer both of these questions with a yes, then you know that your last meal was hormonally correct. And that's based on your biochemistry. And then he goes on, all you need is to create 10 hormonally winning meals, 2 breakfasts, 3 lunch, and 5 dinners that you can rotate with your diet. Dr. Oz has mentioned that for breakfast and lunch, you should keep it as much the same so that you don't even have to think in the morning. And routinely eat basically the same foods. You can vary it with different fruits or whatever, and that's, I like to keep this whole thing simple. It just makes it easier for me to get through. And if you, by doing that, you know that you're keeping your meals hormonally balanced. If you eat too much of the carbs or the protein, whatever you eat, something that's out of kilter, it's going to throw your insulin level off, and you're not going to feel your optimal best. And I think that takes us back to, can you ever be too thin? I'll let you guys read that over the weekend, and Ruth or whoever's on Monday. I haven't been on all week. I don't know whether Ruth is. I think she's in Hawaii. So I don't know whether she'll be on or somebody else, but she can pick it up there on Monday. Anyone else have any closing questions or concerns to get us through the weekend? Am I talking to myself? A quiet group all of a sudden.
No, I'm enjoying what you're listening.
Oh, good. Thank you. Well, we are past the half hour, and if no one else has any questions or concerns, I'm going to leave you all for the weekend. Have a super weekend, and tomorrow's a big day for everybody. I hope that we all can make tens, or at least as close as we can get, and I hope that you stay within the zone for the weekend. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank all of you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for all your input.